This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always good to check in with friends of the show. Love when we get this guy on covering NBA basketball for ESPN. Israel Gutierrez is back with us here on Ben and Woods. Izzy, good morning to you. I hope everything's going all right for you during this pandemic.
Everything's going about as good as it can be on my end. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's good to know. I personally feel like, and I've always felt this about Adam Silver, whatever gets thrown at him, I feel like the NBA is in good hands, at least compared to maybe commissioners of other sports. And that was reinforced by the interview we did earlier this week with Ernie Johnson. The guy just seems like he's level-headed. What has been your experience with Adam Silver, Izzy?
Yeah, I mean, just that. It just seems like he's always in control, always seems like he has a plan, always willing to listen to all parties. And, you know, he got a little criticism for even allowing that last day of the season to happen before it was suspended. But, you know, we're all sort of learning about how to deal with this sort of fluidly together, and I think he was as well. But, you know, the second he shut down, pretty much the whole country started to shut down because, you know, we recognized how serious it was and the implications of it. So, you know, I think he's very calming. I think you always know that he has the best interest of both the fan and the businessman in mind. And so I just think he's you know, the modern day commissioner, I think he's just the perfect fit.
It's such a fine line to walk, too, because I think when you look at other commissioners and you feel, and maybe it's recency bias, but you look at them, Izzy, and you think, oh, man, I can see dollar signs in your eyes, and you don't feel that necessarily with Adam Silver. The call, yes, very, very calming. I think we can all agree. But I'll tell you, conversely, when I heard him say in that interview, I don't know. It did make me a little bit nervous because while I do admire that honesty, it means that we're still really not that close to getting back to doing the things that I know you love to do, that we love to talk about and cover. How did you feel when you heard that?
To be honest, like, I think, you know, this is something that, you know, we're probably going to go the whole year holding out hope. But, you know, if you were to ask me, like, honestly, I just don't think there'll be sports this year. And so I think that's another reason why we need to, you know, have a guy like Adam Silver, have these leaders just really be there, because they need to find answers for, you know, what's going to happen. This is a transition like, you know, no other. They're going to have to make some financial decisions, a lot of difficult decisions, if that's the case. And so, you know, I think what we know with Adam is that he's gonna look at, exhaust every opportunity and try to figure something out. I don't know how that sort of feels. Like, I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know if, you know, rushing a playoffs with very little preparation and, you know, potential for injuries with players, like, if that ends up with just the biggest asterisk of a champion ever, if that's worse than having no champion. You know, and the person who I was speaking to immediately said, no, I think you'd have to have a champion. And so I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I do think, you know, having knowing what the league's about, they're going to try to do everything possible that's, you know, safely that they can, because the league has just had such great momentum over the last several years, over the last decade or so. And, you know, they definitely don't want to lose that.
So it sounds to me, and we're talking to Israel Gutierrez from ESPN, that you're not a big believer in the idea that's been suggested, it's been actually floated kind of in Major League Baseball this last week, of getting all the teams together in, you know, one, you know, fairly secured location and then playing the games going forward in kind of more of a quarantine setting where you can do a lot of testing. I know the NBA has been at the forefront of trying to get players tested, and if any league could pull it off, I would think maybe the NBA could actually do that. But then again, there's a lot of potential drawbacks and you know, just issues that would have to be overcome just to think of something like this, Izzy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, we're all just guessing and we're all just hopeful at this point. And that's the kind of sort of hope that we're going to have to keep having. But, you know, when you hear Kirk Herbstreit saying he doesn't think there'll be college football, or you hear college football coaches saying, hey, we think there will be, there's nothing wrong with either of those opinions. Both of them can happen, just don't know for sure which one will. And so, yeah, I think just like with basketball or with any sport, it's just a matter of just keeping hopes up and seeing slowly if there's any sort of answers. Because, I mean, there can be some crazy answers. I mean, baseball with that, you know, proposed biodome, quote unquote, situation, or playing all those games in Arizona and having to, you know, self-quarantine and everything else, like all that sounds like crazy talk, but it also could just be the future we're headed toward, at least for a short term. Who knows? So, yeah.
Talking to Izzy Gutierrez here on Ben and Woods this morning. Izzy, how's your day-to-day changed? What has been the hardest part for you, or maybe anything that has been a positive for you during this quarantine?
There's a lot of differences. I can't really – I think a lot of people ask me this first. Can't really work out the way I want to. Can't go to the gym the way I want to. I don't know if, like, I'm very – opposed to being home. I don't think that's the problem. It's the opportunity to go somewhere, I think, is what's missing. Yeah, it just feels like there's a void there. I feel like there's an emptiness. I miss my family. I haven't seen them. I've got six nieces and nephews that I'm very close to, and three sisters, and, you know, my parents, and I haven't been over there to see them, you know, just to be ultimately, you know, really safe, because my parents are pretty old.
Yeah.
So I miss that. And so a lot of that stuff, you know, you take for granted sometimes. So,
you know, it's funny. You got me thinking when you mentioned about the shutdown. We're approaching the one-month anniversary. I think it was March 12th into 13th when that was happening with the NBA and the you know, Rudy Gobert and how it kicked it all off. And looking back now a month ago, I remember going, God, the NBA, this seems like a pretty drastic action. And now, in hindsight, you go, wow, can you imagine if that didn't happen? If the NBA didn't shut down, we went on another week or two with people still, like, going to arenas and going to games in these cities, that this could be even worse than it already is at this point. You know, this is something that's going to be for the history books. You know, not just sports almanacs, but in 100 years when they write about the pandemic of 2020, the NBA is going to be, you know, right there listed as – you know, one of the triggers that kind of changed the minds of everyone in this country. That's a significant thing, Izzy.
I mean, I think a lot of us in this country just feel invincible, feel untouchable anyway. And then, you know, you see something like this and you see it happening, you know, in other countries, and it starts heading this way and it's just so sudden. And then again, with a league, like, it's not just the NBA, but I mean, those are athletic, you know, peak physical performance gods in that league. And it's just one positive test takes them down and shuts them down. And I think that just was sobering. And this is all pretty sobering, but, you know, especially in the world of sports, it just makes you realize how much of a luxury and how much of a, you know, just an added bonus this is to be able to live and work in this field, because, you know, doesn't have to be here.
Last thing for me is the, and I know it's a minor concern in the big scheme of things, but you mentioned the possibility that that does exist, that that we don't get to finish this season that started. And I just kind of wonder, you know, a guy like LeBron James, not that his legacy isn't already secure, but I can't imagine that that he is going to have a better chance to win a title the rest of his career than he does this year with the way Lakers were playing with Anthony Davis in his prime. He's only going to be a year older if they come back next year. This was the probably best chance they had for bringing another title to the Lakers with LeBron James there. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and I think what it does, it just sort of makes you just gauge and measure what legacy really means and what, you know, how you measure these things. Because, you know, if you want to, there is no comparison for a season that finished, you know, outside of Jordan retiring. You can't make any sort of comparison to that. Like you could argue in your head, hey, he should have four if this season doesn't come back. But, you know, it's the same argument. Like, I don't think it's an insult to LeBron or to Michael Jordan to say that LeBron, even though he hasn't won those championships, can be compared to him, because it's a compliment to what Michael Jordan's done for the league, because he's created so much talent and so many people who wanted to be like him. And now it's just that much harder to win. And, you know, guys teamed up in unprecedented fashion to try to beat LeBron. And so, yeah, I think it just gives you some perspective that so many things are different. Anything can happen. And to try to measure, you know, apples to apples in scenarios like this is nonsense.
Well, speaking of Jordan, we all can't wait for that ESPN documentary. What, 11 days or something until it drops?
I'm going to eat it like a cherry pie. I cannot wait.
Did you have anything to do with that, Izzy? Did they interview you or take part in all?
No, I did it.
Didn't
have anything.
You just enjoy it like the rest of us.
I was surprised that it was just over the last season together. I thought this was just more initially going into it. Thought, you know, if it was going to be as long as they said, it'd have to be an entire, you know, life retold of Michael Jordan. But I'm sure they're going to dig pretty deep.
Now, Izzy, I've seen you. I've seen a picture of you without your shirt on. You're fine.
What are you Googling?
Oh, we have a great producer.
Izzy Gutierrez shirtless? Is that a thing you Google?
He said, here's Izzy, because Izzy was talking about how he hasn't been able to work out the same. You're fine.
You put us all to shame.
It's guys like Ben and I that need to be worried. We're going to come out of this thing looking. Well, I am at least going to come out. I'm getting so soft. I need to figure out something, Izzy. So if you have any ideas, I'll be following your Twitter. Feel free to post a couple of home workouts. I'll look at them. I can't promise you that I'll do them, but we do appreciate your time, my man, and stay safe and healthy and shredded, all right?
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Israel Gutierrez on our SDCCU fan hotline.
SDO.
Yes, SDCCU remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit sdccu.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.